Hi, welcome to Movie Dictionary. I'm Jerry. And right now, I'm going to introduce another very famous actor. His name is Laurence Olivier. Now, Laurence Olivier is a very famous and very serious actor. He's British, he's from England. And he was in many, many movies and plays and all kinds of things. In his life, he won 12 Academy Awards for acting, for producing, for directing, for all kinds of things. So he's a very serious actor and very well respected. He was in Shakespeare plays like Henry V and Hamlet. He was in a movie version of the book Wuthering Heights. So he did all kinds of things, and that's why he's so famous. So you should definitely watch some of his movies and things like that.
The point and venom too.
Yeah. Catherine Earnshaw, may you not rest so long as I live on. Take any form, drive me mad.
This woman, she's gone and left me.
I must marry.
Okay. So stay tuned. Coming up next is Mei Guo Li Yu, American Slang.
Hey, 各位好，又见面了，欢迎来到美国俚语。I'm Duran. 今天我们继续看影片一个异形二，非常的精彩的影片。好了，那么话说到女科学家跟着军队来到了这个太空基地，他们突然发觉这个太空基地里面空无一人了哈，可是他们隐隐感觉到可怕的异形就藏在他们周围。一起来看。
Fuck, hold up
Ripley.
Lai, 各位来看今天的美国俚语，教给你的短语是 hold up.
Hold up.
Okay, hold up 很简单，对吗？什么意思？猜得出来吗？它的意思是两个 means slow down or delay. 所以来看这个短语，看起来简单 ，hold up 拼在一起意思可就大了。有两个意思，第一个意思是嘿。慢一点，放慢速度。第二个意思是 delay， 推迟、拖迟一下，叫 hold up。来看看怎么来应用它。第一个例子，听好。如果我在跟我的一个朋友，我们在 play tennis 打网球的话，我的鞋带开了，鞋带叫 shoelace， shoelace。如果我的鞋带开了，我们俩正在打着，我会说什么？我说哎哎，等一下，等一下，我把鞋带系一系。来听好了，这个感觉这个概念的句子我们就可以这么来应用，叫 Hey, I asked my tennis partner to hold up so I could tie my shoelace. 这个句子的意思是我让我的那个对手让他等一等，让他等一下。这个句子我让谁干什么叫 ask somebody to do， 对吗？所以这个句子我们再来看，叫 I asked谁 ？My tennis partner 怎么样 ？To do 是 to hold up， 是 slow down， 慢一点，慢一点。为什么 ？So 以便于我可以系鞋带脚 ，I could tie my shoelace。嘿，我们来看第二个例句。如果你的工作性质要是跟旅行有关系，比方说经常你要穿梭在全国各地的各个省市，乃至于要环游全国全世界的话，那么来看下面这个句子就跟你太贴近了。这个句子跟 plane 有关系，来听好。这个句子叫 Hey, the plane was held up for 1 hour because of a snowstorm. 这句话的意思是因为有暴风雪，所以飞机推迟了一个钟头。好，飞机被推迟叫 was held up
Hold up.
Ripley.
Hey, 欢迎来到经典对白。那么女科学家她发现了一个劫后余生的小姑娘，他们一起想试图通过问这个小姑娘一些问题来了解到底发生了什么。
Where are your parents? Now look, Rebecca, you have to try and help.
Give it a rest, why don't you?
Total brain luck.
Physically, she's okay. Borderline malnutrition, but I don't think there's any permanent damage.
Come on, we're wasting our time.
Try this. It's a little hot chocolate. Here you go. Whoop. That good, huh? Uh-oh. I made a clean spot here. Now I've done it. Guess I'll have to do the whole thing.Hard to believe there's a little girl under all this.
Hey, 看过上面那个片段来学习英语了。来看第一个短语要教给你的叫 give it a rest.
Give it a rest, why don't you?
Give it a rest. This phrase means to stop doing, stop what you are doing. Usually because it's annoying. 来看这个短语的意思是、你停下来，你停止做一个事情。一般是表示这个事情你厌烦了，你不喜欢了，我们会说 give it a rest， 停下来不做这个事情了，一般是表示你烦了，你不喜欢了。那么我们来看第一个例句，一般小孩子你让他学钢琴也好，学乐器也好，他都是觉得一开始很新鲜，后来慢慢的就不愿意，觉得枯燥。我小时候也是，我学过 violin， 它的意思是小提琴。好，听好下面这个句子叫I am tired of practicing the violin. I'm gonna give it a rest for a while. 这句话我每次练琴的时候都跟家人讲，我说妈妈妈妈，我真不想练了，我想歇一会儿。我想歇一会儿的意思就是停下来这个事情，对不对？所以后面这个半个句子我讲，我想歇一会儿叫 I'm gonna give it a rest for a while.嘿、hey, 不知你身边有没有这样的朋友，他总是在抱怨，他抱怨老板对他不公平，抱怨家里面条件不好，抱怨怎么怎么样，总之他总是觉得外界的环境导致了他今天的不幸。好，这样的人我觉得哇不好。好，来看下面这个句子就送给他们吧。那么看第二个例句，我可以说 Hey, could you please give it a restYou are always complaining. 这句话的意思是你能不能省一省，你能不能歇一会儿，你怎么老是这么多怨言牢骚呢？那么来看我们这个句子的意思是让他把 complain 停下来。那么你会说 Could you please 什么停下来，叫 give it a rest.
Hard to believe there's a little girl under all this.
好，我们再来看第二个原点，刚才这个片段里面出现的这个短语叫 Hey,Hard to believe there's a little girl under all this.
Hard to believe there's a little girl under all this.
我们要教给你的这个短语叫前面这个半部分叫 hard to believe. Hard to believe. So if you say something is hard to believe, it means it's not easy to accept as true. 表示难以置信的意思，表示 hard to believe.难以置信。好，来看下面这个句子，听好了。Hey, hey, hey, wait, wait, wait. It's hard to believe that you are a grandfather. I mean, you are so young. 这句话的意思，嘿嘿，等一下，什么？你说你已经有孙子了，你已经做爷爷了，简直是 hard to believe. 我不敢相信，因为你太年轻了，看上去 you look so young.好，我们再来看第二个例句，关于这个难以置信的，听好了。Hey, it's hard to believe. I'm graduating from college. It feels like I just started. 这句话的意思是真不敢相信，转眼间大学我就要毕业了，我还感觉好像刚刚开始一样。
Now look, Rebecca, you have to try and help.
Give it a rest, why don't you? Hard to believe there's a little girl under all this.
好了，这个词组拿下了，我们还是来一个 quick review， 看看今天学的内容。第一个原点，我们在俚语里面学了一个词，它有双重的含义，一个是 slow down， 慢一点，慢一点，嘿，我记一下写点儿。另外一个意思是 delay， 被推迟了，飞机被推迟一小时，那个短语叫 hold up， very good。好，接下去我们学了一个短语是表示，嘿，停一停好吗？我不想再拉琴了，你让我歇一会儿。乃至于还有一个意思，一个例句我们讲到，嘿，你能不能省一省，别再唠叨了好不好？那个短语表示 stop doing， stop what you are doing。 我们搞了一个短语叫 give it a rest， 记住了，叫 give it a rest。 好了，那么最后刚讲过一个点，你应该记得住，那个短语是表示我简直不可以相信你原来是干这个的，我简直不敢相信你原来已经这个岁数了，我们叫 hard to believe。 好，别走开，接下去是原声碟。
Hey, welcome to Movie Tunes. I'm Allison, and today we're talking about a song from the movie The Nightmare Before Christmas. This song is called Making Christmas.
Making Christmas, making Christmas. Snakes and mice get wrapped up so nice with spider legs and pretty bows.
In ours this night,
all together dance and dismiss all our tricks. We're making Christmas time.
Now, the people in this movie are from Halloween Land, but they want to make Christmas in their town. So they sing, making Christmas, making Christmas.Snakes and mice get wrapped up so nice. Now, at Christmas, you often give presents to people, and so they wrap them up. You know, you wrap a present in paper. Now, you usually don't give snakes and mice as Christmas presents, but this is the land of Halloween, where every day is Halloween, and Halloween's a scary holiday. You know, you play tricks on your friends, and you dress up as ghosts.And so they don't really understand that Christmas is about family and love and things like that. So you don't want to give a scary present to somebody. But this is a Halloween version of Christmas. So they're doing it their way. With spider legs and pretty bows. Now, on a present in a box, after you put the paper on, you'll tie a big bow around it. So that's normal. That's Christmas time. But spider legs...You wouldn't use that on a Christmas present. So again, this is sort of two different cultures, the Halloween culture and the Christmas culture, not quite understanding each other. So they're using spider legs to tie up their Christmas presents. It's ours this time. So they're so excited that this time Christmas has come to their town, their land of Halloween. So let's listen to this song and hear a little more about how they're making Christmas in the land of Halloween.See you next time on Action Movies.
Making Christmas, making Christmas. Snakes and mice get wrapped up so nice with spider legs and pretty bows.
In ours this night.
All together dance and dismiss all our tricks. We're making Christmas time.
Here comes Jack.
I don't believe.What's happening to me? My hopes, my dreams, my fantasies.
Won't they be impressed? I am a genius. See how I transformed this old rat into a